This is 2SER, and you know, Thursday, you might think it's just a regular day, but no, the winter solstice, if you didn't know, which is when it's like the longest night of the year. Not much daylight, lots of night light, and a lot of people probably just think, oh, it's kind of interesting, but I'm not going to be throwing a party to celebrate. But that's where you're wrong, because many people are going to be partying, especially those that sort of practice paganism and Wicca kind of things. And it's even called the Yule, I think, in those specific practices. But hey, I don't know for sure. I'm not an expert. Someone who is going to be celebrating is Ant from Combined Covens. They're a community group that unites various covens, witches, and pagans all together, and joins in the line now. Ant, hello. Happy early winter solstice.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about what is actually a coven. For people that don't know, what would you say is actually the definition of a coven, and how do you combine them?
It's literally just a group of people who somehow manage to be drawn together to practice their beliefs and things like that. They're usually quite structured in the sense of, like, you know, there's like a leader of the coven, and then there's, you know, different levels within that. Depending on how traditional you are, depends on how hierarchical that gets.
Yeah,
I'm lucky. I'm in a very laid back one, so.
And what about what are these beliefs and practices that are commonly held in a coven?
Well, it really does depend on your tradition, but like most of it is obviously based around paganism and Wicca, and like, you know, basically the what would you call it? The earth-based religion. So more around, you know, honouring the earth and sort of the old ways of doing things.
Yeah, right. And so I'm assuming that's why a Thursday is going to be a big day.
Well, a big night, actually.
That's it, right? It's the longest night of the year.
It is.
What makes it so special to you?
Well, I really wish we celebrated it the way they used to way back when, because it went for 12 days.
Oh, wow.
And you might recognize that from the 12 Days of Christmas.
Oh, that's what that's from.
Yeah, so there's a few Christmas traditions that we celebrate generally as just, you know, normal people out in the world that actually are derived from things like Saturnalia, which is the Roman version of the midwinter festival, which you get things like the Christmas tree from and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'm luckily enough, we will be doing like a big Yule feast with my coven, where we'll all be getting together. And, you know, it's what we call the renewal of the solar year. So you've got your lunar year, which is what the Chinese New Year is all about. Well, this one's about the solar year, because it's the longest night. And one of the traditions is to actually stay up until sunrise and actually welcome back the sun to the world.
Damn. So you guys going to be doing that? It's really cold.
Yeah, it does get fairly cold. I've been to ones down south here where it's even colder, but we sit around a giant bonfire because we can have them out in the middle of the bush there. Well, not the bush, more sort of farmland, really. It's not for the faint of heart. It is a commitment to stay up until, you know, usually at the moment the sun's not coming up until like 6:30, 7 o'clock-ish.
Yeah.
So it's a long time to wait, and it's a cold wait as well.
And what is it about, like, paganism and that kind of stuff that you're drawn to? I mean, were you born into it, or did you just kind of discover it a bit later and there was something about it that made you want to get more involved?
A bit of both. My family's not overly religious, so I wasn't really born into a particular religion as such. Always had a bit of a leaning towards things magical and, you know, not normal, I guess you would say. And then probably when I started probably about year 10 in high school, I was really feeling quite lost and looking for something. And, you know, there wasn't really anything that was calling out to me. And then one of my friends who has a Wiccan tradition in their family actually introduced me by giving me a book. And from then on, I was basically on a journey. I was on my own for quite a while, what we call a solitary practitioner. And then I joined a group and found that was for my liking. And now I'm actually part of a group here in Perth who, whilst we obviously have our own coven stuff that we do, we're part of Combined Covens, where we bring together all the covens of Perth. And, for example, we actually have in September, we have a massive camp up in the hills here, and we're actually combining that with the annual Wiccan conference.
Right.
So we're actually hosting it here in Perth. So people from all around the country are going to be coming up into the hills to join us for 3 days of lectures and things like that. So, yeah, it's the highlight of our year, really, the spring camp, but it's even more important this year because we're actually hosting the annual Wiccan conference. So.
For people that are thinking, you know what, I want to get a little bit loose on Thursday, let my hair down a little bit and celebrate, what are some things that we can do to, appropriately pay homage to the winter solstice?
To be honest, think of anything that you do at Christmas, and it's fairly similar. So there's a lot of decorations to do with plants, so lots of hanging of like mistletoe, holly, all that sort of stuff. Anything that brightens up, because obviously this is the end of the darkest period, so you want to bring in the light, and that's what it's about. It's about celebrating light. So anything that brightens up the place really and makes the place warmer, so fires, candles, things like that. Obviously not fires if you're indoors, people, just the candles are fine. But basically just anything that, makes you feel warm and makes you feel like, it's the end of, this cold period, so to speak. Even though it's not the end of winter as such, we are sort of heading towards where the days will start getting longer and all that sort of stuff, and we will have more sunshine. So.
Yeah. Well, sounds good. I'm definitely excited, and we'll have to catch up on Thursday. Ant, hey, thanks so much for filling us in.
Not a problem.
There you go. It's Ant, who runs one of the covens over in WA, and some tips there to celebrate your winter solstice. It's Bryce Mills here with you on 2SER.